All right, welcome, Arizona defense today. I'm going to introduce defensive coordinator Tim Kish, who will introduce his players and give an opening statement. Now, if you have questions, please raise your hand. I'll come around and we'd like to talk to Mike. Coach Kish.
All right, thanks. I'll start down here to my right. This is senior Rick Elmore, who's been with us, obviously, for a long time. And does a great job opposite Brooks Reed here, who is to my immediate right, both seniors, guys that we've counted on tremendously for being dynamic and being a big part of our defense this year. So I'll expand on that a little bit later with those two seniors. Another senior here to my left, Joe Perkins, safety. Nickelback, I think he's played every position in the back end for us. One point or another, right, Joe?
That's about right.
Okay. And he's got a great smile. And then I got one junior down here. So I've got one guy returning in this group of four, and this is Paul Vassallo, who came to us via Sierra College in Sacramento, California. So those are the four guys. And just a quick statement here. We've had great preparation here in these last couple weeks getting ready for the game. We have nothing but the utmost respect for Oklahoma State University offense. We know this is going to be a tremendous challenge for us. It seems like in the Pac-10 we have a tremendous challenge every week. What's unlikely is that, we're sitting here talking about the team that's number one in the country in total offense. And I don't think that goes as highly regarded when you're playing the likes of Oregon and some folks like that. And you really realize right away that you've got a tremendous challenge on your hands going up against this type of offense. So. We realize that, we respect that, we prepared that way, and we're looking forward to the challenge here Wednesday night.
Questions? Coach, is there a way, from what you've looked at, to stop Blackman, and how well are you guys going to have to play to make him less of a factor?
Well, I've been asked that question already a couple times, and I'm going to tell you, the hard thing about this offense is they've got several tremendous receivers, and it's not just Blackman. Blackman seems like he catches anything within 10 feet of him, so he's his own entity. But the other receivers in that core are really gifted athletes, and we respect them as well. So it's going to be a challenge to us because we really can't just throw all our eggs at one receiver here and then expect to leave those other guys isolated. So, that's going to be our challenge going into this thing.
Quick follow. Trevin Wade said today that he feels more confident and more kind of with it at this point in the season than really at any other point leading up to this. What have you seen different from him in the last month or so?
Well, just he's had a great focus out there at practice. He's been a good leader out there at practice, and I think his preparation has probably been the best it's been all year. So from that standpoint, that's we're enthused by that, and that's usually a reflection in his play at the end of the game.
So, Ricky, do you guys know that you guys haven't played in an indoor stadium in the 111-year history of Arizona football?
Nah, I wasn't really aware of that.
Any reflection as far as in playing in the dome for the first time?
I know the weather shouldn't be a factor, but it's still the football. It's still turf field. I don't think being inside a dome is really going to change much of the aspect of the game.
One thing I'm thinking about is Oklahoma State. I guess we can use it for Joseph. They're going to bring a lot of fans down here. They have a lot of guys who are from Texas. Being inside the arena, the noise, how are you guys going to deal with that, especially when it's play calling and signal calling on defense?
Really, when you play in Oregon, I don't think it gets any louder than that. That place rocks all the time. So being indoors, it's just supposed to be a fun experience, really. Crowd noise, we actually love it, especially foes. If you ever see them when the crowd gets loud, he'll start getting juice, so we should be fine with it.
Ricky, Brooks, and Joe, I know you guys are all seniors. Can you guys talk about a little bit of the state of the program when you came in and how you feel leaving it, this being your last game?
Sure. When I first came in here in 06, we hadn't been to a bowl game in, nine years. And, we were that class that was, starting that rebuilding state. And I didn't start till 2007, but a lot of these guys, this is a huge class, and I felt like all these guys have had a huge contribution towards the success of this program in the last 3 years.
I think just I'm just going to expand on what Brooks said, but when we came in 06, we came with a huge chip on our shoulder. We all we wanted to change the face of this program. We've had our ups and downs, and we've definitely made a lot of strides, and really happy with the success we've had. But we want to leave this program somewhere where they can keep on building, and that's the way these seniors want to go out. We've been working real hard in these last 5 years, and we just want to leave it on a good note.
Rich and Brooks pretty much said everything, but just to tag on what Rick said. We're just trying to keep the mindset right for the freshmen now. We all know where this is probably our last game. For me, those two, they're going to go to the league. So we're just trying to go ahead and keep this going from now on, installing in the freshmen. Don't make them think that they're privileged to go to a bowl game. I mean, when we first got here, this was the Vegas Bowl was something totally new for us, and we've just been trying to keep it going from there. So just really trying to get the freshmen to know that it doesn't come easy. It's a fight to get that bowl eligible.
Ricky and Brooks, what was your reaction when you found out it was Oklahoma State? Did you know that their offense, leads the nation? Did you know that, or did someone have to tell you that? And what was your reaction when you found that out?
I knew they had a pretty good offense. I didn't know that they were the best, total offense, but as soon as I started watching film, I know they like to throw the ball around, and obviously as a defensive lineman, as a pass rushing defensive end, that's always a good thing. That's what I like to do.
I think once I really don't follow any other football outside of the Pac-10, so once I heard who we playing, I did a little bit of research. Once I found out, I started watching some film, and then just saw their offense is a lot like ours, and we go against our offense day in and day out. So I think it's something that we see a lot, that quick throws, getting the ball out, the screens, the pass run, just we got to make plays all around the field. So I just think it's just going to be a really good challenge for us because they are a really good offense and they have a lot of good playmakers.
Paul, you guys have had a chance to take several looks at the Oklahoma State offense more in depth. Is there any team within the Pac-10 that you think that they resemble, and how can you use that past experience Wednesday?
Well, besides our team, I think a little bit of ASU. They like to use the screen game or in the quick pass game to get their offense going, and we were able to have some success to getting at the quarterback against ASU. So, hopefully that continues.
Any questions for Dias? Actually, Coach, can you talk about the pacing? We had somebody call in and say about last year it seemed like you had a longer time in the bowl city. You kind of compacted things. You think that's helping the preparation for Wednesday's game?
I think sending the guys home for a couple of days really made a big difference. We were there for I think almost 8 or 9 days last year in San Diego, and that's just an excuse to say that was the reason that we didn't come out and play well. So we didn't, for us, we had plenty of time to get prepared at home when we weren't on the road recruiting. So we felt like we had an opportunity there to let these guys go home, be with their families, and even though they didn't get to spend Christmas Day with them, they were there with them prior to, and that was just, I'm speaking, I think, for all four of them, that they appreciated having that little break in between. So, you know, it helped when we came back here and we got into San Antonio Christmas Eve and went out and practiced Christmas Day. The focus has been tremendous with our players. The energy level's been up, the enthusiasm's been up. We expect that to transfer over to Wednesday night's game.
Coach, has the dynamic of defensive game planning changed this week with Greg Brown no longer with the program as far as the way you're handling prepping for OSU?
I'm sleeping at the convention center meeting room across the street from the hotel. So, no, it's, you know, it's been interesting. It's, you know, we have a routine that we go through in setting up the game plan, and obviously I've been doing most of that myself. You know, certainly Coach Stoops is, you know, voicing his opinion about some things that we wanted to have in the game plan ready to go for Wednesday night. But, you know, it's been good. It's been good. We want to have enough ammunition going into the game, but we wanted to be simple enough that, you know, we could go out and execute. And we know the challenge we have ahead of us is trying to stop them and trying to make them out execute us. So, you know, that's kind of been the plan for this whole thing. And we are short of coach. You know, Joe Salavea is coming in as a as our defensive line coach, and he's been here for, I think, three or four practices right now. So it's great to have him around our guys. He's a great motivator, and you know, we'll help having him down on the field Wednesday night. We'll take care of the other position after the bowl game.
Any questions from the guys?
Thank you.